Thank you, Mr. President. Let me join others in thanking Australia and Peru for their terrific work as coordinators for this important item. We also fully align ourselves with the EU statement just delivered, and let me add some remarks in a national capacity. The efforts of all states parties to the convention are remarkable, and cooperation and assistance is necessary to reach our shared ambition for a world free of cluster munitions. I would also like to highlight that Germany is one of the largest contributors to mine action, both in the context of humanitarian assistance and stabilization. In 2017, Germany has been able to double its funding for the second year in a row. We have contributed 75 million euros to mine action projects in 14 countries and regions around the world, a record contribution for Germany. Humanitarian mine action is crucial for saving the lives and limbs of the affected population, ensuring access for humanitarian aid, and allowing the safe and dignified return for refugees and IDPs. We would also like to thank our implementing partners for their impressive commitment. Our projects are implemented by NGOs, UN organizations, and the ICRC. Many of their staff risk their lives every day to rid the world of cluster munitions, landmines, and other explosive remnants of war. Another important aspect of our support is the development of practical tools and guidelines that can guide states' parties in their efforts to fulfill commitments under this convention. The work of the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining is essential for progress in this regard, and we support its work both financially and technically. Since data on the situation in individual countries and their needs is necessary for the provision of effective aid, we may continue to provide financial support for the publication of the CMC Cluster Munition Monitor. We are ready to continue both our efforts to strengthen the Convention on Cluster Munitions and our financial support for clearing cluster munitions and other explosive remnants of war. Thank you, Mr. President.